This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. A woman suspected of sending an envelope containing the poison ricin addressed to the White House has been arrested at the New York-Canada border. Three law enforcement officials told the Associated Press on Sunday that the woman was taken into custody by U.S. Customs and Border Protections officers and is expected to face federal charges. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have said the letter appeared to have originated in Canada. Officials say it was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and to President Donald Trump. This is not the first time someone's targeted the White House with ricin. A Navy veteran was arrested in 2018 and confessed to sending envelopes to Trump and members of his administration that contained the substance from which ricin is derived. In 2014, a Mississippi man was sentenced to 25 years in prison after sending letters dusted with ricin to President Barack Obama and other officials. President Trump appears focused on naming one of two conservative female jurists he appointed to federal appellate courts to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the liberal icon who died late Friday. Trump told a political rally on Saturday night in Fayetteville, North Carolina, that he will make the nomination this week and that, in his words, it will be a woman. But Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has urged Senate Republicans not to vote on any candidate for the Supreme Court before the November election. In a speech Sunday in Philadelphia, Biden said voters of this country should be heard. They're the ones who this Constitution envisions should decide who has the power to make this appointment. To jam this nomination through the Senate is just an exercise of raw political power. Mr. Trump has appointed Amy Coney Barrett and Barbara Lagoa to federal appellate court judgeships in recent years. This is VOA News.